And we are live.
Welcome, everybody. This is the January 15th, 2020 regular meeting of the Measure O Oversight Committee. At this point, I'd like the chief to call the roll.
Andy Zip.
Here.
Marie Bowman.
Here.
Paul Fries.
Here.
Let the record show all members are present and accounted for.
At this point, let's have the Pledge of Allegiance. If you all stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, confirmation of the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the agenda with the exception of the deletion of item number 8.
Okay, item number 8, which is the review of the 2018-19 auditor's report, which is not available. Mm-hmm. So since it is not available, I agree with that recommendation.
I second the motion.
Okay, it has been motioned and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so going forward, we will approve the agenda without item number 8. Okay, approval of prior meeting minutes, which would be the minutes for the December 11th, 2019 meeting, which is in our packet.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the minutes.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been a motion and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, minutes for December 11th have been approved. All right, next item on the agenda, public communications. Public comment on any item of interest to the public that is within the committee's jurisdiction will be heard. The committee may limit comments to no more than 3 minutes per speaker. Public comment will also be allowed on each specific agenda item prior to committee hearing or action thereon. I don't see anybody here from the public, so I assume we have no public speaking.
I have no speaker cards.
Great. Item number 6 on our agenda, review of draft 1718 Oversight Committee report and possible action item. So in our packet, we have a draft of the Measure O Oversight Committee report that committee member Bowman has provided, and open for any comments.
I just have one slight comment, and that is under financial summary, we did want to highlight what the permit salaries were in the unfunded. However, on that first sentence, this measure of funds were used to reimburse the following general fund expenses. The dollar sign should be deleted, and then the funds up identified with the dollar sign are identified below.
Okay, why am I being stupid?
Okay, because it's right here, financial summary,
yeah.
And then they left put a dollar here. It didn't need to be there.
So. I kept looking at it.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't need to be there. Because the individual amounts are right down here.
Got it. Okay, so that looks like a good correction or change.
I see that more as just a typographical error.
But if we don't call it out, the typographical goes forward.
Correct. And someone will say something.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then with that correction, I move that we adopt the draft of the Measure O Oversight Committee Fiscal 1718. Is it 1718?
Yes.
1718 report.
I second that motion.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any further comments? In that case, all those who are in favor of approving the Measure O Oversight Committee report for fiscal year 2017-18 to be presented to the board, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So approved. Okay.
And then if you can get that final copy to Tammy, then she'll print it up and have it for the board meeting.
Okay.
And she includes it in their package and all of that stuff, right?
Yes, it's part of the board packet.
Okay, and just a point of clarification, the included in that report will also be a copy of the auditor's report for fiscal year 17 and 18, which has been included in our packet. And I'm not sure, Chief, if the if your report should also be included. Have you already presented that to the board?
I have.
But to make it a complete package, maybe overkill and have it included?
That would be wise to do that.
So it shows where we've brought everything together?
Yes.
So
that would be, Chief, can that be done?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. All right, moving on. And by the way, good work on that, Marie.
Yes, thank you.
Very,
that was
very, very good, quick.
You had, we knew exactly what we needed for that, yeah.
All right, we're up to item number 7 on the agenda, which is the review of the 2018-19 Rodeo Hercules Fire
Protection District.
Protection Department. I don't know.
Protection District.
Okay, Protection District budget. Okay. And we all have a copy of that, which includes not only the actual budget, but it includes a couple of appendices in regards to the OPEB and the what is that?
So it has the benefit schedule for retirement
contribution costs.
Yeah.
So that's the unfunded. Is that what we're called? Is that what?
Yeah. So the unfunded retirement pension liability. And this was the budget that was approved by the board already,
mm-hmm.
and the budget that they are have already completed at the end of June this last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will point out again that the auditor is still looking at the fiscal year 18-19 and has not yet concluded his report. How far along is he, by the way?
Oh, he's, I think the preliminary draft I'm supposed to receive this week, actually, before the end of the week. But then the draft auditor's report will still have to go to the board for adoption and approval.
Okay.
Before I bring it back to you, which works out perfect because your meeting is the next week.
Okay, so next our February meeting?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's the week after. Question. We had talked about having separate line items for Measure O revenues.
Yeah.
Are we going to have that in this auditor's report for 18-19, or is it going to be the one for 19-20?
Just like you received in the 17-18.
Yeah.
There'll be a separate document just for Measure O.
Okay. And is that, you were vacillating, or you were concerned about making sure that we had the correct information, the proper numbers, and
yeah.
Is that's satisfactory for
all
what?
All the things that we did this last for 17-18, I think we just do for 18-19.
Okay.
So, the first mention of Measure O in terms of money is on page number 12. Okay. And it just gives an indication of how much and what percentage of the budget it is. And then you get on page number 13, you've got the Measure O revenue. And I did have one question on that, which maybe the chief can answer. At the end of the 17-18, we had $144,000 of Measure O money that had not been spent. Is that going to be reflected anywhere in the budget, or should that be reflected somewhere?
I thought all funds from Measure O were expended. I don't think there were any.
No, we came up with
$144,000.
Yeah. That's in
the auditor
report, right?
Came up with
right.
That.
So there was a carry forward amount.
Right.
Of 144.
Yes.
144.
144. 09. Salaries.
So, no, it's not carved out separately. It just shows in your starting balance for 1920.
Okay.
Yes,
so
it's brought back in.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And that's what they told us last time, is that if, because it's not completely set up yet, that it would be the starting balance, which would indicate it was the carry forward amount. Well,
at least I tell the same story every time.
All right. So.
Well, the numbers don't lie.
Okay. So beginning in our next year's audit report.
Next year being
1920.
Okay.
Okay, we should see those the carryover. All right, so this is a learning process going forward.
I think with everything, since this is such a new entity.
Okay, and then on 13 you've got the projected, the actuals, the projected, and the budget, and then I assume that the actuals for 18 and 19 we will be getting in next meeting?
Those should be in your 1920 budget.
1920, okay.
Yeah.
Which, I have a copy of that somewhere, but that would be it should be for the next meeting since it's not on our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's make that a point of reviewing the 1920 to make sure we've got the actuals.
Yes, and you're looking for 17-18 actuals, right?
No.
Oh, 18-19 actuals.
We're actually looking for 18-19.
Yeah. Finally.
Okay, on page 15 is the actual expenditures. And my understanding is that the Measure O again for 18-19 dealt with several months of the permanent salaries and the retirement UAAL several months, although we don't know exactly which months those are.
So it's salaries and retirement, both normal and UAAL, both lines?
No, I think it's just retirement UAAL.
Okay.
Is that correct, Chief?
Yeah, it is.
So those are the only two things that are covered by Measure O?
At this time.
That is being expended out of Measure O.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So any questions on any of that?
So that's 18-19. So for 19-20, is it going to look a little different, Chief?
Yeah, 19-20 actually has Measure O carved out in it.
So that's the first time we will see Measure O carved out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was an agreement we made early on with here at the committee, one of the committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
When
the auditor was here, right?
Yeah, that wasn't the auditor. That was
my financial advisor.
Oh, okay.
Is he still around?
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. Through the end of this fiscal year.
Okay, so they made a change, which will be shown up in the 1920. Okay. Do you guys have any other questions about the budget? Seems pretty straightforward.
I have, just for my clarity, the raise that was just approved, the CPI that was just approved for our firefighters, was that for...
Not a CPI, it was...
Okay,
it was a
what do we call it?
Salary increase.
Oh, okay, we just call it a salary increase, okay.
Yeah.
The bond measure has a CPI.
Right.
Okay, so the salary increase that we that was approved by the board is for what year, what budget year? 1920? 2021?
1920 and 2021.
So it's a two-year contract?
It is.
And how much was it?
3.5%.
And that's what they asked for, I understand.
That's what was negotiated.
Okay. Okay. And, okay, so that's 19, so that'll be in two. So the 17-18 that we completed and the 18-19 that we're working on, that we're massaging right now, those are still the old salaries, the salaries that the firefighters have been receiving for however many X years.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious about that.
Just for point of clarification, there is also a CPI attached to the Measure O revenue,
right,
which is goes to the board every year, and they approve it prior to when the property taxes are.
And we've already set up. We've done one.
They've already approved it for 1 year, and I'm sure it will be coming up with the board this year. And that's a 3%.
Right.
Depending on the CPI.
Yeah,
the maximum is 3%.
And that's what we did this last, we voted on, or we
the board voted
requested.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they approved for 3%. Okay, which I think was $6.
No, it was, well, was it?
It was $6, yep.
Yeah.
About
$6.
$223
now. We're room 222. That's really dating me.
Okay, that's pretty old.
That's funny. Okay. Do we, as an oversight committee, anticipate that we're going to move that forward each year? I'm just being curious.
I don't even know.
I don't think that would be up to us to determine that.
All our
charges is to basically review the Measure O funds in terms of accuracy on their revenue and in terms of accuracy on their expenditures.
So the board of directors was the one that decided to
move it forward,
and they didn't do that the previous years.
That's correct.
Why did they not do that the previous years?
I can't answer for the board.
I just thought maybe historically you knew.
I can give you a little insight on that one. The board is a different makeup the year prior, and there was a lot of discussion and citizen participation in terms of moving or having a CPI increase on Measure O without even having a Measure O committee in place.
Okay, so that was the stumbling point. Okay, gotcha.
That was the rub.
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes sense. I remember that meeting that they did that. Okay.
So, any questions on the appendix, the pension retirement? I know that one gets to everybody. I think it's there and it's a necessity, and it keeps going up. So more and more, as the years go by, more and there will be more and more of a requirement on the district to pay higher amounts for the unfunded pension liability.
And where did those unfunded pension liabilities come from?
SESERA provides the amounts.
No, but I mean, what are they?
Oh, what are they?
Mm-hmm.
This is money that has to go to pay for past fire district retirees.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
It's the unfunded liability that's in there.
And that word, I wanted to get the regular people. I'm not thinking it's very good.
Okay.
So that's okay, that makes sense to me.
And during this last budget year, we did increase the amount that we paid towards that.
Yeah, I really like
which is good, because as those as the unfunded liability increases, you have to compensate. It's always good to stay ahead of it.
At least try to chip away at it a little.
Yeah.
So is there, we're not covering 100% of what?
No one does.
No one
can afford to. Your new employees pay for your old employees. That's kind of a way to look at it.
So like Social Security.
I was just going to say that's exactly what we did. Yeah. Okay, then that's...
And if you look at page 4, it tells you what the budget does include and the assumptions that we're using. So that will cover the contribution to UAAL and the normal contributions. We'll talk about medical benefits, et cetera, but that's a good place to look at is a budget summary to see what the highlights are as to what they're doing at that particular fiscal year. And I really appreciate the budget for all the details and letting us know that there's some way to find a way to carve money into a vehicle to take care of this. And I can really see from this writing that, Chief, you're getting the fire department to go in the right direction where we have had holes to try to start to pay something on the, you know, liabilities and the, and also the future in terms of the vehicle. So thank you for that.
Okay. Anything else on reviewing the budget? I will say one more thing that I think the chief has done a great job of putting together the recent budgets. And for those, I'm appreciative. And I think the key is to continue, just to continue doing this.
You finally have a process.
I don't have any plans to change it. I'm actually going to increase some of the detail in this upcoming budget. We're going to carve out prevention. Currently, there's no place in the budget that shows prevention, and prevention is supposed to pretty much be a zero-sum gain. And so we want to be able to show what our expenditures and our revenues are for prevention. We're going to do a little bit more detail on, because the fees have increased on our fire facilities fees, otherwise known as development impact fees. There's also a real focus on those in the state Senate right now and the state legislature. So I want to make sure that we're doing a good job of explaining that and being really transparent with how we're expending those monies.
That's good, because also I saw the $13,000 for trail improvements. I'm like, really? It's like, that's what one of these budgets.
Yeah.
It's not enough money.
So
I'm glad to see you're going to be able to do that, so we can highlight and hopefully be able to get some additional funding.
I was able to grant fund that last time, and I'm hoping to do the same this next time.
Have the developer fees gone up significantly this year with all the construction going on in Hercules?
With the amount we're taking in? Oh, yes.
The amount you're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still
not significant, or still not sufficient to cover my expenditures that are really truly related to development. But you know, we haven't had any development in 10 years, so anything has been an increase. But so we do get some fairly significant monies.
And is that both from the residential and commercial development?
The residential is, pennies. I think it kicks in after a certain number of square feet. So there's not...
Okay, so the big Safeway project is going to be completed by fourth quarter 2020.
We would hope.
Wow.
There's a little hiccup, but it's not on our end.
Okay. No, of course not.
But what is nice is that they pay those fees up front. So I don't have to wait for the project to be completed to receive my fees. They pay the fees when they pull their building permit based on square footage.
Okay, that's good.
Is that ever amended if square footage is amended or anything? Or is that one and done?
Yeah, we've never had to go back. You know, because they submit their prints, their plans, and square footage is based on the plans and the plan review and plan submittal. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The plan is approved by the planning commission, then goes to the city council.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments in regards to the 2018-19 budget? Number 8 is gone. Public outreach efforts, and I'll turn this over to Annie.
One, I had several communiques back and forth with the Voices of Rodeo folk, and the last thing that I sent them was a copy of the Measure O digest that you had prepared, and so I'm going to present it. I'm going to do a presentation to them next Wednesday at Four Fools. the board agreed that I could come and give a presentation. So that's on Tuesday. Tuesday at 6:30.
Next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday. So with that in mind, I wanted to know, I wanted to know what you, if there was something specific that you wanted me to address.
The main thing was we're still down two people for the committee.
Right.
And I think just letting the public know what our responsibilities are, and just the logistics for the committee in terms of where we meet, what we do, how long it takes, how often we meet, which can change over time. But mm-hmm. This is, you know, tell them what we do every. It's only a monthly meeting. We don't take up a lot of time, and we've got it down pretty pat now, so that we go through these things pretty rapidly.
The one thing that I have been struggling with is explaining the committee's involvement in a not as just an afterthought, but that we really do are a significant part or are an important part of the budget now.
Our review of the budget, it does have some effect in that we can present our thoughts and ideas to the board, but ultimately the board has the final say. We're not part of the governing body there.
Correct.
And to your point, I think what I would say is, I could say it in a more positive way, because you're accurate, it's true, but that given that we are a ballot measure, we give a voice to the taxpayer by overseeing that the funds are actually being spent the way they were intended to be spent. And for all taxpayers, that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
About 96% of the money overall for the fire department does come from property revenue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is property taxes one way or another that go into it. It's a critical essential service, and we're able to help to assure that the funds are being expended as proposed, so to reassure the taxpayer.
Now, my question then, since everything is in a big pot, but we know that we're saying that X amount of Measure O is contributing to the salaries and the unfunded. So if those are covered, that's why we were able to reopen 75?
Measure O was instrumental in opening Station 75, yes. But make sure we're clear on the fact that Measure O funds are kept in a separate account. They are not combined or intermingled with a general fund money.
It's a separate account, and what it's allowed is for the two stations to be open and fully staffed.
Well, they can be expended for anything in regards to providing emergency services.
Right, so that's right in our financial report. Mm-hmm. If you want to take that to them, there's a broad range of what it can fund, but right now what determined to be most critical is to fully fund two stations that we've always talked
about. Yeah. Now, for me thinking, because we had this Measure O money came in, we were able to cover the salaries, which then freed up other monies that now have allowed us to get more equipment, new trucks, new apparatus. No,
just covers operating costs.
Yeah, they were short. They were in a deficit. They didn't have enough money for salaries to keep two stations fully staffed and open. So Measure O was the complement to that, to be able to keep those stations open and fully staffed.
It was an additional money. It was just replacement money.
Yeah, because the federal grant went away.
Well, the federal grants would have gone away if Measure O was passed or not.
Right. So, but yes. That's why there was a Measure O. If the federal grants kept going, there wouldn't have been a Measure O.
Well,
unless you decided something else was needed, but that was the driving force for Measure O.
So basically, it maintained the fire district at full staff.
Right. We were in a $2.5 million deficit. We would remain in a $2.5 million deficit without Measure Up.
And at this point, I think the district has a small surplus.
Small. Not what's required, but we are putting money away.
Yeah, so the reserves, it's like two months reserves, which is relatively low in terms of the way most businesses operate. Mm-hmm. Something.
But that's something that we didn't have.
Right.
How are we funding the new trucks?
Currently, we're funding them with a lease agreement. Unless someone wants to start a GoFundMe page. But.
I see more strange things pop up on those GoFundMe pages.
Are you going to ask any of the board members to attend your outreach meeting?
No.
Okay.
Fielding
questions.
The reason that I wanted to keep it very basic, I don't think that we're going to get members specifically from those folk. What I was hoping to do was to, because I understand that there's several people on Voices of Rodeo that are also on the other committee, the
RMAC,
and also on Pi George's group.
Yes,
I know, I can never remember that one. So what I was hoping is that to let them know what's going on, what the money is being used for, to actually, so they could think about it, they could visualize it, and that we do need two additional members so that we have a full complement to run the board and take care of everything, and that maybe they have folks or family or a neighbor. I can't see asking the same people to, I don't see the same people volunteering for yet another committee. Does that?
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I think just let them know that we are short too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it is a civic responsibility. It is important work, and we do provide, like Marie says, this is a taxpayer supported funds, you know, through our property taxes. And if you're a taxpayer, you need to get involved, or we would like you to get involved.
I'd like to ask you, so there are people who signed it for CERT.
Yes.
Could we, which might translate to you or Tammy, send out an email to those who expressed interest in CERT to see if they might want to be on this committee? Because I think people who signed CERT would be...
I think it might be better to... We could bring it to a meeting, because I don't want to use their, basically, you know, they gave me their confidential information for one thing.
Well, if you can take it to a CERT meeting, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm still waiting to hear, but I'm excited to have it.
Oh, it's...
Has it been scheduled? Crockett has theirs scheduled.
I don't know. I signed up, but
I haven't heard anything either.
It's going to be in March.
Okay.
They're looking to see the interest. I thought my... CERT coordinator, I thought, was sending out an email to everybody that signed up. That's what he told me last week. To find out what day they wanted to participate on, which they're going to either do Wednesdays or Thursdays. So he was trying to find out what people had available.
Okay.
That's the last I spoke with him. But I do know it's starting in March.
Okay, so
and it's supposed
how do
to be Wednesdays
I reach
and Thursdays.
Out to say whether Thursday or Wednesday works better for myself and my husband have both signed up.
Let's give him another couple days.
Okay.
I know he had to attend a meeting to get like the final details and get the workbooks and everything. So maybe that's just what's hanging it up. But I literally just had him, he was in my office last week, and I thought we had all that stuff tied up.
But I think that if you could, at the March meeting, announce it, that just a natural flow of interest.
Mm-hmm. When everybody is there,
I just don't want to use their information that they provided for one thing.
No, you can do it to me. That's perfect. Yeah. We're still getting a hold of them, and that's a nice way to do it.
Yeah. Plus, they're a captured audience.
Absolutely.
And they have a definite interest in fire protection.
think it's a twofer there.
Good, okay. So that's another one. And then are we going to the next RMAC meeting, sir? Is that what the information, I'm asking Chief, is that the information that you sent me?
Yes, I have it on my calendar. That's next Thursday, right? Thursday after next. Seven.
So the North Shore Business Park did agree to get information out for us.
Oh.
Which was nice. And I can give you the updates. I was just thinking, instead of having to worry about whether you can or can't read my scribbles, if you sent me the soft copy, I could update it, give it to you, and you can send it to the city.
Yeah, it would be a PDF I'd send you. Yeah, I don't have it in Word.
Okay, so I would have to just do take an OCR.
Yeah, you can do that, or I can see if I can, I actually have that conversion.
Okay.
Thing, what it's called, Acrobat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can convert it and send it to you.
Then you have to say, what did you say? What did you know?
Back to the RMAC.
I was thinking about that. I was looking through my
emails, and the last one I have is from December from you. And I'm sure that this is just doing a search here. That's all I have.
So there's a meeting this month. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a meeting scheduled this month. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll have it. They don't have a quorum very often. I believe that's at 7:00 on the last Thursday of the month.
So, when will we find out if they're? We usually find out just a day or two, or
you find out when you're sitting there.
Okay, so we are going to be there at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The last Thursday of the month. Okay.
Wait, not everybody shows, and they cancel the meeting.
Which is the 30th.
The 30th. That sounds like, yep, that is Thursday. 31st is Friday. It's the last day of the month. It's Friday.
Okay. Paul, did you want to go to?
I was thinking about attending the Tuesday meeting, if you don't mind me coming.
That would be good, because then we could play off of each other.
Yeah, that works.
I would
send me the information in terms of location and all time, and I will be.
Four Pools Winery in Rodale.
okay.
And it's their meeting starts at 6:30, and I get there early so I can get a glass of wine. Mark lets me have a glass of wine.
Okay, and that's it.
Are they have a meeting this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the one I will be attending.
Okay, I think our planning commission meeting.
Let me put it on my calendar. Tuesday, 6:30.
Yeah, Tuesday the 21st.
Yeah.
It starts at 6:30.
Happens to me. I go to that, and I have to run off the planning commission at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would be good then. If there
a
couple people that I don't envision people from that committee specifically wanting to join.
Well, because I've brought it to them twice.
Exactly, and
that
was what I was
seeing
thinking.
Here. So,
but I think if we come, if something more formalized, telling them what's going on, we could actually say now we've known what the first budget, we've seen where the numbers are and what the Measure O monies have done. And I'm hoping it would be, so, like I said, a friend or a neighbor or something. And that's how I was going to present it. I know you people are busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
And how long do you anticipate, are you going to be on, are you already on their agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so whatever, we'll know what the agenda is when we get there.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty informal. About an hour and a half?
It can.
Depends on what they're doing.
Depends on what the topics are.
One of the captains just told me when I said something about Mrs. Pie George that apparently she has joined forces with Supervisor Joya, and I guess he's looking into additional safety or additional regulations coming from the New Star incident. So she...
I attended that meeting.
So she's, apparently she's going... She's involved in that, I guess, with him and his group. Did you hear anything like that, sir?
I did not. Okay. I went to the meeting with all the supervisors, met and talked about looking at additional regulations for storage facilities. They had never looked at that before, and so.
Has it ever been determined what the cause?
What did you say last time? We were looking at probably a year before something, before the report comes out.
A lot of liability involved in, you know, a final determination.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Anything else on the outreach?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, possible agenda items for next meeting.
So we have the 2018-19 auditor's report.
Okay, and we're hoping that will be completed and approved by the board for our review. I think we also need to review the 19-20 budget in terms of looking at the actuals for 18-19.
Because that's where we're going to have to pull that information from.
Yeah.
Do you want just the one sheet, or you want the entire budget?
Oh no, the sheets that are relevant, not the entire budget. It's a lot to go through.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, let's don't give us all those.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Now, Chief, the way that the budget or the reports come out, then we get the auditor's report, and then you have X amount of days from that to provide your report.
I don't make a report on the auditor's report.
He does his annual report.
It's his annual report.
What triggers ours?
His doing his annual report.
Okay, what triggers our report is we have
all those reports
after all the other reports are completed, we then have, what was it, 90 days?
60.
60 days?
60 days. Mm-hmm.
60 days to complete our report.
Okay.
This is the trigger for your
example report, which is the last of all the reports that we need to do.
Right. So the auditor report comes out for 18-19, and then we wait. Then the next report that's going to come out is going to be the chief's Measure O 18-19 report.
That's correct.
His annual report.
Annual report. And when is that usually?
I don't have a deadline for it.
Oh, okay. So it's okay. That's why I was wondering. Okay, then that makes sense. Okay. Finally warm in here.
Yeah, took a while.
And then we probably want to get an update on the public outreach.
Yeah. That should probably stay on.
Okay, yeah, because then we'll have a. Let's just check the dates on that meeting.
Yes, sir.
I have February 19th.
No, we have January.
Now our next meeting will be.
Sorry.
This is January.
We're at the January meeting.
Yes, the 12th. So February 12th. I'm getting meetings mixed up. So February 12th is board's meeting, and the following Wednesday, the 19th, February 19th, is our next Measure O committee meeting.
Right. And we're assuming that the auditor's report will be completed and provided to the board at their next meeting, and hopefully they'll approve it, and then we will get a copy of it to review.
That's my plan.
That's our plan too.
Okay.
Along with mid-year budget report, and so February will be a busy meeting.
Okay. All right, anything else to add for next meeting?
Let's make a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
To adjourn, moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. calls and texts. It never fails. Luckily, I had this year, this time I had it on camera. Okay. Well, thank you.